Freeland, Michigan. If we can, we will take you there live. Otherwise, we'll let you hear the president on Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. Don't forget, speaking of Fox News Channel, I'll be on Fox News Channel on Saturday morning, 9:30 in the morning, on America's Newsroom. And I hope you'll be watching. For those of you that never had a chance to meet me or know what I look like, this will give you a pretty good idea of why I have a face for radio. I always underscore that. There's a good reason I'm on radio and not on TV. You'll see that reason why Saturday morning, Saturday morning at 9:30 on Fox News Channel. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 3:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, you're going to be tapping the brakes, Interstate 15 north around Tropicana, because of a crash up the road there, 15 north at Spring Mountain. The left lane is blocked there, so work through that on the right side. Also, we're getting some moderate flows on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at St. Rose, westbound at Green Valley and at Valley Verde. Getting some slowing as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl as well, eastbound 515 at Main Street. And do prepare yourself for the overnight road work. It's on Blue Diamond Road, and it's at the 15 northbound on-ramp interchange.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders getting set for their matchup against the Panthers on Sunday. On the injury report, three players listed as limited in practice. Right tackle Trent Brown with a calf issue, rookie cornerback Damon Arnett with a thumb issue and a groin issue, and defensive tackle Malik Collins, who has a thigh issue. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they're looking to take a 2-1 series lead in their series against the Stars in the Western Conference Finals. They are in action tonight for game number 3. Dallas won game 1 by a 1-0 score before Vegas came back with a 3-0 win in game number 2. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has what you need to keep your engine performing at its best. Our professional parts people will help you select just the right products for your car and budget, like 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional or high-mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $28.99, plus earn double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly 3/4 of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Don't forget, Heidi Harris joins us. You hear her every morning, 6 to 9 a.m. You'll hear her on this very radio program just after 5 o'clock. Heidi Harris talking about the news of the day. I always love that. The president was on with Sean Hannity last night and talked about, he was very open about the Bob Woodward book. To me, it's as we talked with Mark Lauder, it's just emblematic of what they're trying to do. The other side, they can't win on the issues. I mean, the president has built an economy, a strong, vibrant economy, not just once, but he's done it twice. He's in the process of doing it twice. It's just unbelievable. Listen to the president, though, last night with Sean Hannity talking about the Bob Woodward book and did he sugarcoat the COVID-19 virus. This is last night. This is cut one, by the way. This is last night on Fox News Channel.
I thought I'd give the Bob Woodward some time. I gave him some time. But as usual with the books he writes, that didn't work out too well. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe it's good. Who knows? But as far as the timing is concerned, I did something very important. As you know, at the end of January, I banned China because the people from China, because they were heavily infected. And I had a lot of people, including Dr. Fauci, and I don't say that with disrespect. That's really what he believed. But a lot of people believe that we shouldn't ban him. It was no reason to ban him. And Biden was going around for many, many weeks after that saying it's not even going to be a problem. You covered it incredibly. Actually, Karl Rove covered that incredibly tonight. And just incredibly, actually. And they were all going around, no problem, no problem. Everybody, practically everybody. Nobody had any idea it would be as violent as it turned out to be. And we studied it. We understand it. Now we're opening up. But we could have lost 2 million, 2.5 million, maybe even more than that if we did it a different way. And we've done a really good job. And if you look at our numbers, our fatality numbers compared to other countries, we're in really, I mean, it's amazing what we've done. We've been able to do something that a country, especially with the kind of size we're dealing with, we've done an incredible job.
I agree. Now, I want you to hear the president, and this is the president with Hannity again last night. This is cut two, by the way. Evaluating what I call the Biden 54-day strategy, which is really no strategy at all. But listen to this. This was the president with Hannity last night.
There's voting going on now. You see Joe Biden, he makes very few appearances. The media seems to be willing to, I don't think he's answered 100 questions since March. You know, you've answered a couple of thousand plus questions in that period of time. Do you think the media is giving him a pass? Do you see, look, everybody that I meet, that I run into everywhere, and even people in the media, interestingly, quietly, and Democrats I know quietly are saying Joe looks like he is weak and he is frail. How do you interpret Joe Biden, the basement bunker strategy, his unwillingness to take questions?
Well, the media, in terms of what they're doing, is actually worse than what you're saying, because it looks to me like they're asking him a question and then he's reading an answer off the teleprompter. Now, that would mean that, like your friend over there, Donna Brazile, he has, who Fox brilliantly hired.
And it sounds like your favorite host.
Time. Donna Brazile, that's another real great one. But it would look to me like he's been given the questions and he's reading the answers. But that would mean that the media is giving him the questions. They never gave me the questions, I can tell you that. It's like we have some pretty wild times. But they hit me with the worst possible questions possible. And you have to learn to do it, and you have to be able to do it. And if you can't do it, you can't be a politician. You certainly can't represent our country, because when you deal with President Xi and Putin and Kim Jong-un and all of the people you have to deal with, in all due respect to the media, they're much tougher. They're much smarter than the people I have to deal with in the various rooms and outside by the helicopters and all the places I'm willing always to take questions. But I don't get any help in terms of here's the question and you can read an answer to it. I've never seen anything like it. And frankly, I think the media is disgracing themselves. But it's obvious that Joe is reading the answers off a teleprompter in many cases. That happened yesterday when he said, move it closer. A woman asked
move it
him
down,
a question,
I think is
move
what
it
he
closer,
said.
Meaning move yeah. the teleprompter closer. It's terrible.
I love that. The president very much out. That's why the president's going to win. And that's why I have very little doubt that if everybody that's supposed to vote gets out and votes, that the president will win. He has taken charge. He has done what a leader does. He has taken charge of his own campaign, and he's out there. He's going to be in Freeland, Michigan, in just a few minutes. They're having a hangar rally in. In Freeland, Michigan, they're having a hangar rally even as we speak. They're waiting on Air Force One. And then he's going to be heading to Nevada, where Michael McDonald said today at a news conference, the president is coming to Nevada. And he said that, believe it or not, on our show yesterday, Michael McDonald, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party, said that, no, that's what they're doing. I said, are you sure? The president, not virtually, but actually is coming. Nope, he's coming to Nevada. Stay right where you are. We'll come back with more. And we'll describe for you the arrival of the president in Michigan ahead of stop or stops, still undetermined, here in Nevada. We'll do that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Uh-oh.
Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper, but you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective.
effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
This is Your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. It seems there's a new buzzword in the financial planning arena. It's called decumulation. Here to weigh in on what that means and how to do it is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, I think you're one of the first people to start using that word. Yeah. What does that mean?
I thought I invented the word, Steve.
I think you did.
Well, it's about just looking at what you have, lump sum. And it's important to do this. It's fun to look at these lump sums. I've talked to so many people over the years with 401k balances over $1 million. This is a lump sum of $1 million. And I say, how are you going to decumulate that? And they look at me like I'm crazy. What do you mean? I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to let it ride. Well, think about Vegas for a minute. When you go to Vegas, you watch the people that with these gigantic stacks of chips on the table. They've been winning. And then you'll see a person next to them with a pretty good stack of chips, but they take some of the chips and put it in their pocket, Steve. Mm-hmm. They decumulate the risk. They take money off the risk table. If you're not doing that in the stock market, you're just as guilty as the guy with the big stack when the ball lands on red when he had all the money on black. So we have to be very careful in the stock market. We have to be very careful planning for retirement. We've worked years, decades to build this balance up. Don't lose it in a year or two. And that happens too many times. Get a true spending strategy. Get a true risk, cost, benefit analysis and decumulate your money the right way. One of the best ways is to have that financial fill-up strategy where some of that money you have in your lump sum can now give you a lifetime income you can never outlive. Steve, that truly does take the worry out of living in retirement. Focus on what really matters to your retirement, folks. Create the freedom to live life without the worry of money by getting a proper decumulation and income strategy. Steve, the next 10 people, I'll do it at no cost for them.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's still time for you to get down to the Grant Sawyer building because they're going to have a big rally. 5 o'clock this afternoon, so about an hour and 15 minutes from now. It is the Nevada Trump victory and Nevada Republican Party holding a what they're calling a peaceful protest at the Grant Sawyer building in response to the governor's attack on Republicans' First Amendment rights by attempting to shut down the president's visits to Nevada. According to Michael McDonald, the president is coming to Nevada. This may be some form of constitutional confrontation. What if the governor sicks Metro on the chair of the Nevada Republican Party? That will be something else. I want you to hear something that has been in the news really for the last week or so, and that is Erica Caius. Do you know who she is? She is the owner of that beauty salon in San Francisco where Nancy Pelosi decided the laws and the regulations didn't mean anything to her. Anyway, this was Erica Caius last night on Tucker Carlson. You know what's going to happen? She's got to close her doors in San Francisco. She has been run out of town. Can you believe that? This was Erica Caius last night with Tucker Carlson. This is cut 4 last night on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
I started to just get a ton of phone calls, text messages, emails, all my Yelp reviews, just saying that they hope I go under and that I fail. So just a lot of negativity towards my business.
So what does that mean for the business?
That means that I am actually done in San Francisco and closing my doors, unfortunately.
because you told the truth about the Speaker of the House, you're not a political person, I should say again, you told the truth about a politician violating her own rules in your store, you have to close the store and go out of business.
Yes, that's... I'm actually afraid to go back just because of the messages and emails I've been getting. So, yeah, it's a little scary and sad. I do have a lot of positive calls and text messages from, you know, clients, but other than that, nothing but negativity.
You're afraid to physically go back to the city of San Francisco?
I am right now, yes.
You're from this country. I assume you grew up here. You sound like you did.
Yes. Yes.
Did you ever imagine that you would live in a place where you'd be in danger just going to a city for saying something that's true?
No, never. I mean, I've been there for 15 years. I've never felt that way about San Francisco. But unfortunately, it's going down a path that a lot of people feel that way. I'm not the only one. I mean, obviously, I'm the only one in this situation, but a lot of people are leaving. They're feeling unsafe. Yeah, it's sad.
It is really sad. And what is saddest about this whole thing is the way the People's Republic of California has treated Erica Caius. That, to me, is nothing short of horrific. Where they can take a small business person and turn their life upside down and literally run her out of town. That's essentially what they've done. They have essentially run Erica Caius out of San Francisco. Now, I hope she goes to one of the suburbs, reopens her store, and does a bang-up business. I really honestly do. And to hell with San Francisco, city of San Francisco. To hell with them. This again, and I've said this for months now on this program, it is a choice election. We have to choose what we want. You look at what they have in California, the People's Republic of California. And it's horrible. But that's the choice that we have to make on Election Day. 54 days out. Early voting, October 17. We'll talk more about this coming up. And it's sad it comes to this, where somebody can literally be run out of town. That's just bizarre. More to come as we continue. We're going to get ready for Craig Mueller. And we'll find out if the governor can do all this. You know, are the governor's powers unlimited in times of emergency? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Today is one of those days that I always circle it on my calendar. The start of the National Football League season. And it just so happens that it begins in just about, about an hour and a half, whatever. As my Kansas City Chiefs, for those of you that don't know, I grew up in Kansas City. I covered the Kansas City Chiefs on sports radio in Kansas City. It was so much fun growing up. Len Dawson and, folks like that. Ed Podolak. That goes way, way back. It was just an amazing time to grow up and be a Chiefs fan because we actually won a Super Bowl. Yeah. We actually won a Super Bowl. My question is, how long will it take for the Raiders to win a Vegas Super Bowl? I mean, is it like, I don't know. Is it going to be 5 years? 10 years? 20 years? Yeah, you tell me. Anyway, it all begins Houston Texans and the Chiefs. And I'm really excited. I mean, this is, this is one of those nights we got the Golden Knights playing. If you're going to a sports bar late this afternoon, you might prepare for a crowd. Prepare for a crowd because it's. I have a feeling they got baseball going on. You got hockey going on. You got the National Football League going on. I just hope they won't go too gaga on the BLM thing. And I don't mean Bureau of Land Management. No, sorry, but let's not go over the top on this BLM thing. This is an escape for a lot of us. You know, it gets us away from our mundane lives. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Coming up, Craig Mueller, criminal defense attorney for Mueller & Associates. You've heard him on this show many times. Whenever there's a legal issue, we call on Craig Mueller. Yeah. So we're going to talk about whether the governor can do what he's trying to do to the president of the United States. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Until 6 on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
When you need legal legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 7-